In January of this year, the Biden administration unveiled a new app specifically for asylum seekers and other migrants without valid visas. CBP One is supposed to help alleviate the crisis at the southern border. But the app, which users say constantly glitches or produces error messages, is what often stands between migrants and their dream of finding safety in the U.S. NPR's Eder Peralta has this report from Matamoros, Mexico.
Just off the banks of the Rio Grande, a huge migrant encampment has sprung up. It's dotted with makeshift tents, and at 9:45 every morning, anticipation builds. One man announces that today is the day everyone gets an appointment on the CBP One app. Of course, that's a dream, because as the number of migrants seeking asylum at the U.S. southern border has skyrocketed, the U.S. has allowed fewer migrants into the country by putting up restrictions. The latest is this app. It's something always goes wrong, says Ender Prieto. Sometimes it's a spinning wheel, others it's an error, other times it rejects their pictures. But without the app, you can't get into the U.S. And the app is so particular, the migrants now have superstitions. They put on the same clothes, the same hat, they take their picture in the same place, because they believe the app verifies identity using a photo. 9:58, 2 minutes to go. They stare at their phones, and at 10, they click desperately.
Mira, gente, ya me salió.
Yunaí Islaya seems to have good luck. Take the picture fast. She does, but the app spits out an error. It's over for them, but across the camp, we hear commotion. A Venezuelan family, Jason David, his wife, and his two girls, secured a family appointment. It's been 5 years since they left Venezuela. The whole camp surrounds them. They cry, they hug, they laugh. They don't have family in the U.S., but they have dreams. He imagines safety, a chance to work, a chance for his girls to go to school. Less than a decade ago, these migrant camps did not exist in Mexico. But as the asylum process in the U.S. got harder, many migrants were stranded. Tyler Matiache of Human Rights Watch says this is part of a worldwide trend narrowing the rights of asylum seekers.
We see it in the UK. We see it in Europe. This rejection of people's basic right to seek international protection.
The Biden administration says its policies and this app make the trip north safer. Migrants can now cross legally when they have an appointment. But Matiache says it does just the opposite. The Venezuelans, the Cubans, the Haitians, and Nicaraguans amassing at the border don't have the luxury of deciding when they want to travel. They're fleeing, and the app
forces them to wait in unsafe places, in unsafe circumstances, and it violates international law.
The law, says Matiache, gives asylum seekers a basic right to have their cases heard. This new app system makes decisions based on things that have nothing to do with their asylum cases. For the others in the camp, reality quickly sets in. Yuli fled Venezuela, she says, because both her dad, a military officer, and her husband physically abused her. I ask her if she had applied for an appointment.
No, se me quemó el teléfono.
No, she says. Her phone's screen is dead. Yuli, we're only using her first name because she fears her dad could track her down, says she had actually gotten an appointment on that phone a few weeks earlier, but she was turned away at the border.
Ellos ven al niño con las manchas.
Her son had chickenpox. The border agent said it was monkeypox. For months, she had carefully carried folders with documents ready to present her asylum case. They don't let you talk, she says. Her mind wanders. In this camp, she hears gunfire. There's no running water, no toilets.
Yo no tengo nada que darle ahorita de comer a mis hijos. No tengo.
I have nothing to feed my children, she says. She doesn't have any money to buy a new phone. Sometimes she thinks about just jumping into the Rio Grande. Maybe they'll send her back home. Maybe, she thinks, the danger there is better than the uncertainty here. Ida Peralta, NPR News, along the U.S.-Mexico border in Matamoros.